Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quick Blog podcast, a podcast with an Australia fan, an India fan, plenty of banter, plenty of opinion, and some analysis as well. And we're here today to review an incredible and memorable day one of the Boxing Day test, a day I think we'll remember for ages. We'll talk all about it. And Nash appears to be in an airport lounge. Now,
Yes,
Nash, you fling the country after Sam Contest today. A bit of a incredible reaction on your part.
No, don't count your stars yet. Don't count your stars yet. I'm still coming back. No, I'm just going for holidays to India and going to be getting up at 5:30 in the morning to watch the test match now.
Yep.
No, but yeah, I am in the airport lounge at Melbourne Airport right now. So, but yeah, what a day. It was hot. It was humid. It was sweaty. It was sticky. And yeah, Sam Constance stuck.
He did
he
stick.
stuck. He stuck to India.
Yeah.
You know, really bad. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was at the stadium, and it looked like the first, let's say, five overs. It was like, what is this guy doing? He can't get back to ball.
Yep.
You know, he must be just counting his stars. Just feel lucky that he's there. But then after that, I think he was just given the full license to just go and express himself, and boy, he expressed himself.
Yeah, I mean, the narrative or the instruction was we need something different. That's why he was brought into the team in terms of how to handle Bumrah. But no one could have expected this reverse scoop.
And
I think it was the 11th ball he faced or the 10th ball, and it
yeah.
just missed middle and off stump. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, he gets that, that's why it was a gutsy innings, because you get out in that fashion, 10 balls in. Can you imagine the scrutiny that this
Oh.
kid would be facing from the media,
But I
from
think
the public?
but
It'd be, yeah.
I think that's what I was thinking is, and that's what most teams, captains, team management now have, like, will be saying to their players is, you know, there's so much noise on social media.
Yep.
I'm sure Pat Cummins and Andrew McDonald must have told Sam Constance, you know, just forget about everything. You're 19.
Yep.
Here you are playing Boxing Day test match against one of the best bowlers cricket has ever seen. Just go out there, enjoy yourself, and just hit the ball. Just see the ball, hit the ball. And yeah, that's what he did, because that's the thing. Because he must have been told, you are given two test matches. Show us what you got. You got here in Sydney, and he knows that he's going to play two test matches at the moment. Even if he gets dropped, he's 19. He'll go back to Sheffield Shield for 2 years, you know, score loads of runs, and then come back again. So there's a long road ahead of him. And but I'll also like to point out all the sort of the hoopla that was going around the inning around his innings. And these things happen, and Sam Constance in the aftermatch, post-match interview also said that, you know, these things stay on the field, which is very mature for a 19-year-old. Wasn't expecting that at all from someone like Virat Kohli.
That was pretty poor, wasn't it?
And I'm pretty sure because it's Virat Kohli, it went down the way it did. But also, I read a tweet from a good friend saying, because it's Virat Kohli, he will be the first one to go to Sam Constance and say, look, you know, I was wrong. Yeah, you know, you played really good innings. And we all know, look, you might not agree with me, but there's countless, you know, accounts from different players and different teams saying this stuff happens on the field. And then last but not the least, Australians should be the last people to give
Here we go
morality
again
lectures.
with the Australian
Of
lecture
course.
again. I don't
Of course,
see,
I'm going to say that.
just because something happened 20 years ago doesn't mean we justify Virat Kohli barging into a 19-year-old. Like, that's, that argument is tiresome, that no one can talk
I'm
about
not
it
saying
because
it's
things
not
happened
wrong.
20 years ago.
I'm not saying it's not wrong. I'm saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's wrong. He
Well,
should
then
be
leave it
punished,
at
and
there,
he
I
was
reckon.
punished. He was punished. That's what I'm saying. But I'm not saying to you, I'm saying, you know, Ricky Ponting, for God's sake, is saying, you know, he did that. I mean, it's
Yeah,
his job. I know that
but
it's
Ricky
his job.
Ponting's only describing what's happened. He's not doing
I've
anything
seen his
wrong.
post-match interview. I've seen his post-match interview. I've seen his commentary But yeah, anyway, I mean, we could be here all night. I'll
That
miss my flight,
is,
but yeah.
and then what I see from like Rev Sport Global, and you know that Constance is at fault as well. He moved, and Coley's
Look,
gone, and he knows
thank
what he's doing. Let's just—it was a disgraceful from Coley that I expected better from him. You know, he's been a terrific
Yeah,
player, but
and we,
you're going after a
everyone
19-year-old. Yeah, it was
did,
pretty
and
poor
everyone did,
taste.
and you know, he's been punished for that. So yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, poor taste. I thought that ridiculous. I mean, 19-year-old, you rattled very quickly.
I mean,
And
look, come on.
anyway,
I wouldn't say you're rattled. I wouldn't say they're rattled.
100% they were.
He scored a 60. Come on, don't behave like he scored a 260. He scored a
I'm not
60.
behaving. So, what does that say about your player who barges into a 19-year-old after
That he
scoring,
made
not
a
even
dick
scoring a
move. That
60?
he made a dick move. That's what I'm saying. But he, don't say that an international team who has had a better of you for the last 10 years is rat.
Well, explain to me, why would he do it then?
To show him that that's Test cricket.
No.
Have you forgotten how
That's
Virat
not Test
Kohli
cricket.
was?
That's
Have
not Test cricket.
you
That's not any
forgotten
cricket.
how? I mean, have you forgotten how Virat Kohli? Literally, how everyone in the Australian media, everyone in the Australian crowd targeted Virat Kohli back in 2011,
Again,
12,
you're coming back with
2014.
things 13, 4. I'm talking about this incident here. Those things were wrong. This is wrong as well. Okay?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No, that
How
you
was
just.
how?
Okay.
I'm not explaining myself.
No, but you said that it was wrong what he did, but then you said, oh, he's showing him this is Test cricket. So those two things can't be true. You said he's not rattled, but then he walks into him. He didn't walk into McSweeney once because McSweeney wasn't threatening as much as Constance was.
But
Constance
I
took
wouldn't say,
India.
look, come on.
Anyway,
I mean, we'll keep
we can
talking.
go off about this, but I'm saying. It's okay for an Australian or anyone to bring up and talk about an incident. And then the only thing was, oh, we could do it because, you know, 25 years
I'm
ago you
not
did this.
saying,
And
look, honestly, I'm not
anyway.
saying it's not okay. I'm not saying it's not okay. I'm saying it's about the morality lecture that's been given. I mean, if you read the statements, it sounds like we are taking the higher ground. That's what I'm saying. It's not about saying what happened on the field. It's about what they say after that.
Are we being morally superior? Are we just talking about, we're just calling it as it is? Do we want Australians to say silent? Like our 19-year-old debutant has been shouldered on a cricket field, and we want, you know, you expect us to stay quiet? Is that what it is?
I'm not. That's what I'm saying, Shabel. I'm not saying you have to stay quiet.
Okay, so what do you want us to do?
I'm saying not you, but I'm saying these
Australians.
ex-cricketers, ex-cricketers behaving like they have never done this, or they
Well,
might never do this again.
I don't
I
know if
mean,
I've
come
got
on.
that vibe. I don't know if I've got that vibe. But anyway, I think we can both agree at the end of the day that it wasn't great from Virat today, and there's a lot of justification for his
I
action in
mean,
parts of
Virat
social media.
himself
But
will
anyway,
agree with that. So yeah.
look, I'd like to talk more about Constance's superb approach. I mean, look, it's an innings fraught with risk, let's be real, but what an approach. It's gutsy because, as I said before, that doesn't come off, and the scrutiny and the criticism that you'd face as a 19-year-old would be immense. But I don't think he even thought of that. No regard for that. So look, I've got to take Bumrah on because we've been struggling in this series in the top order, getting him away. We've got to do something different to try get him away. But no one could have expected this, the reverse scoops. And when the third man came in, then he went, you know, backed away and targeted the mid on and mid off. And then, you know, the gully region as well. It took Bumrah for 14 off and over, and then 18 off and over. That doesn't happen. And a 19-year-old doing it, gutsy stuff. And we've got a serious player, right? He's a
And look, where India lost today's day would be after all that happened, after Bumrah got hit for so many runs, somehow Bumrah was still the best bowler. You know what I mean?
He
You
came
know what
back
I mean?
strong, yeah.
And that's where the other bowlers got to show up. You know, that's where you can't just, I mean, Rohit Sharma has bowled Bumrah into the ground this series. It's
Interesting that
not looking.
just the question on Bumrah, do you think he sort of changes the length too quickly? Didn't persist with the top of off stump length to Constance.
Look, I don't think the top of off was going to work for long. The way Constance was going, I mean, he was looking, he was feeling it like football. You know,
Hmm.
hitting the ball to all parts of the ground, because when it was pitched up, he smacked it down the ground. When it was Yorker, he smacked it up through the slip. So he played really well. But what I mean is, it was more like they had to bring out their T20 plans rather than just stick to their test plans. But one thing for sure is, and I've seen comments from experts saying, oh, why are they not trying in swing and this and that. Thing is, it was so hot today. I was sitting in the, I was sitting like, I spoke to many people and I was sitting in the stands. And I mean, just sitting was so exhausting. I can't even imagine what's happening playing out there. It was 39 degrees. The good thing though, the sun wasn't out for long. It was
That helped.
Yeah, it was cloudy, it was overcast, but it wasn't swinging conditions as such. There was not much in the pitch happening. But yeah, from a Consta's point of view, as an Australian fan, does this give you a lot of confidence going forward in your opening stocks? And also, do you think this Consta's approach will take him far?
I mean, look, I'm confident he'll have a very good career. He's a very, very talented player. Whether this approach will work all the time, I don't think it will. But I think if you're selective about it and you pick your moments, then there can be merit to it. But as a 19-year-old, you always know that there's always going to be improvement and room for growth, because he was out to left arm spin today, and he was out to left arm spin, I think, both of the innings in the BBL as well. So, if he goes to Sri Lanka, which I expect he will do, you're going to be facing Prabhav Jayasurya at Gaul. So you're going to have to really adjust and learn how to play left arm spin. And it's all going to be a learning curve for him. It's going to be days where this sort of approach doesn't come off. But I was really impressed with his approach today. Absolutely. Like, just the guts to be able to say, look, we've been dominated by Bumrah, the top order's found it really, really difficult, but I'm going to take it upon myself to go for it. And it worked. It worked today. It won't always work, but he's just a confident player that it won't faze him too much, and he'll come good.
Look, I think I'll make a prediction after today. From what I've seen of Constance, I'm it's a personal prediction. It's a biased prediction, but I don't think this approach will work in the second innings, or even in Sydney. That's a hope, but I think I'm hoping Bumrah obviously will come up with certain plans, certain different plans, and like what a class act Bumrah is, we all know
Course
that.
I do.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to go down quiet.
Yeah, he won't.
And
It was certainly he was a probably I thought he was caught by surprise, as were India,
yes,
as was everyone
everyone
in the
was.
ground, the commentators. I was caught by surprise. Everybody was. It was just an incredible show of guts, I
It's
felt,
just,
because if it doesn't come off, man. But he wasn't thinking about that, Sam Constance, and he's a big
And
talented.
that's the thing, that the credit for that goes to Pat Cummins, really, and the team management. And George Bailey, for that matter, is just, I mean, you can't tell me a 19-year-old goes out there on his own and does that. I mean, he has to have the backing of
He's
the
got a
team
lot of
management,
confidence. Yeah,
selectors.
that's
They've
true.
given him that confidence to just go out there, express himself, just do what you do best and bat, because it's a big moment, it's a big occasion.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
yeah.
What I will say about Constance as well is, though, that even in his twin hundreds for New South Wales against South Australia earlier this season, it was very patient batting. So he's got that in him as well. Is that's how he intro that's how he really introduced himself onto the scene. That's how he really garnered his attention. Is that the patient batting, not striking? Yes, I think he struck about 45 in his second innings, 100 about 55, 60 in his first innings. So it wasn't outrageous. But since then, he's really come of age. I think he's grown in a lot of confidence since that time. He had a bit of a tough time for Australia A against India A, but he hit a second innings 70 in that game. And then he hit a ton in that tour game against India, hit some runs in the Big Bash, hit some more runs in the Shield. He's just growing in confidence. And I'll be really fascinated to see how he approaches different innings throughout his career and playing according to the situation. Because you've got the England fans coming out and saying, oh, Australians like baseball all of a sudden. They've come
Oh,
out,
I mean,
made it about
I
them.
was absolutely. I was on Twitter, and every single English account was out of the woodwork. And everyone
It's
was like, oh,
interesting
Logan Paul.
because I mean it's you got one guy doing it. It's a way of handling Bumrah. And the thing with Bazball, I said it, I go, not every player does it in our team. You look at Khawaja today and Labuschagne and Smith, they all consolidated and batted time and ensured Australia got to a
Thing
decent
is,
score.
the funniest thing is they behave like they invented this kind of batting, which they haven't. Yeah, I mean, Gilchrist has done that. Matthew Heenan has done that. You know, Chris Gayle, Wirendra Sehwag. I mean, there's been plenty of batters who have done that before this.
And they go, we slag off Bazball, but we don't, we slag off Bazball because a lot of the time they don't play according to the situation and they don't win the big series and you know, World Test Championship, look, they haven't made the top two and they can lose
But
games that
then,
they should win
I
and
mean,
that sort of stuff.
at least they entertain, don't they?
Yeah, that's what they can live by. But on to
Whatever makes them
Khawaja.
sleep at night.
Yeah, whatever makes them sleep at night, I suppose. But on to Khawaja, Labuschagne, Smith, I thought they were playing well. I
Yes.
thought Labuschagne played particularly nicely. Khawaja had his moments, but he didn't have to worry too much about the scoring rate because of Constance, what he did. And I thought Smith was looking really good again. And I'm really happy with Smith because he got that 100 in the last test, but he's backed it up with another good innings in the next test. You know, you don't want it to be a one-off when you've had a bit of a rough form and you get that good innings. You don't want it to be a one-off. He's come back and scored well.
And
But what,
do you think Marnus, Marsh and Khawaja, those three wickets were the ones that, you know, fell on
I was
false shots? Like
disappointed.
they were not really good balls. The
Yeah,
batters
gave
made
it
the
away.
mistakes. And do you think that has put Australia in a position where they could have been like 350 for three, maybe?
We could have really been dominant. We had India on the mat and we really could have driven home the advantage, but I still would prefer our position. I was saying this to you that we've got over 300 on the
Yes,
board.
absolutely.
We still got Smith there and we saw what that, you know, Akash Deep did to Alex Carey with that second new ball. Nip, nip and bounce. There is still something in this pitch and I expect it will break up more as the game goes on given the hot conditions. I think there'll be more sunshine tomorrow, although it won't be as hot. And it'll be good conditions right throughout the test. So I think batting last is not going to be easy here. So Australia have got, you know, hopefully we can get towards that 400. I hope Pat Cummins and Mitch Stark can really hang in there and Steve Smith can go on and get a ton from here. That'd be great. But yeah, you're right. Could have been three for 350, but there's going to be more pressure on Mitch Marsh now. You know, we've been scoring, but we talk about his lack of runs and not bowling.
You think he still plays the fifth test?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he does because they
Still
really
Lachlan
like him.
Webster.
They really like him. That's why.
I mean, he has had a good year. He hasn't had a really bad year.
This year he's averaging 20 in this calendar year. So it's not a good year. When you look back at last year, yes, he did well. But this year, and he's not bowling, there's got to be question marks, right? And Australia score over 300 without Travis Head scoring a run. So we were told in the last test that Australia only relying on Travis Head. It wasn't the case today, but Bumrah got the tactics right. We spoke about it in the preview. The way to bowl to Travis Head is you go around the wicket and you aim at the stumps and you try and nip the ball either way. And Bumrah was still getting that ball. That ball was, 67th over and it nipped back and hit the top of off. That just goes to show the class of the bowler and what movement is still there in the pitch if you bowl well.
Absolutely. But look, I think again, poor captaincy, poor bowling from the other end. I mean, we have spoken
Talk to me
about
about
this.
Siraj because you know a lot of people have been saying his average has been as good as Cummins in this series and we're being a bit too hard on him. But I think today shows why that he's been a bit under par since Perth.
But look, the thing is, you can't just look at the stats. I mean, you have to actually
Exactly.
watch the game, isn't it? You actually have to watch the
Exactly.
game. And most of the people out there have watched the game because he hasn't backed those numbers up with actual good bowling.
So he could take three of the final four wickets to fall, finish with three for 85, and they say, "Oh, look, you averaged 30. These are decent figures." But when it
And the
really
thing is, I still
counted,
don't understand, and I still don't understand why he's getting the new ball, to be honest, because Akash Deep has done enough to get the new ball in Shami's absence. So
interesting.
absolutely, Shami and Bumrah should be bowling the new ball. There's no question about that, and that's the poor captaincy and poor management I'm talking about.
Interesting.
Because Siraj, I mean, you've played three different spinners, four different spinners in the series. You've played fast bowlers at the wrong pitches. You know, Akash Deep should have played Adelaide. for example, and you know, you played Harshit Rana, although he bowled well at Perth, but he hasn't been, you know, he hasn't played since. I mean, he did play Adelaide, but yeah. And that's the thing, because you haven't picked the right teams at times. And don't let me don't make me start on Shubman Gill as well. I mean, I have no
So that
clue
was what I
why
was
he's
going to
dropped.
ask you. So what have
I
you
have no
made of
clue.
the what have you made of the Indian team combination and selection before we round off?
Now I saw Abhishek Nair, who's the batting coach, or who's been working with the Indian team, saying that Rohit Sharma might open tomorrow, which is again preposterous, because Rohit Sharma's opening, who's batting? Why is that this happening? I have no clue.
Mean,
I mean,
Kara
I
Rahul is going to
absolutely
go
no
to
clue.
three, is what I've been hearing.
Yeah, but
That would make no
why?
sense given that what Rahul has done in the opening position in this series, been
I
your
mean,
best
Rohit
player.
Sharma is just trying to fit into the team right now. I mean, he doesn't fit into the team
That
at
is
all.
true. I will agree with you on that. They're trying to fit him in and it's not working.
I
But
mean, he has to go. Like, I mean, sorry, Rohit Sharma fans, but he doesn't fit into the team.
They're trying to, shoehorn him in. And yeah, if you put Kara Rahul at three, that would be an interesting decision given what Rahul has done at opener in this series. Been very solid up
Absolutely.
there. When conditions are typically the most difficult to play with the new ball, he's been very good. Yeah, interesting one. Anyway, we had a bit of rugby today. We had a bit of everything on Boxing Day. Great day of cricket. Fascinating day. I'm looking forward to day two, and thankfully the weather's great. It really shapes up to be a very interesting test because if Australia can get up towards that near 400 mark, puts India under a lot of
I
pressure.
mean, before we go, I mean, we have said that, I've said this enough already for the first three tests. Indian batting has to step up this time. If they don't, I mean, if they don't, it's I don't know. I'm just a hopeless romantic at this point for Indian batting. But yeah, let's see what happens.
Well, look, I was told that the MCG and the SCG is where India step up and they've got the advantage. So it's on you guys now to show it. Indian fans have been
Exactly.
talking the big game after the Gabba. I want to see, because I've been telling you in the preview that it hasn't been the same India team in terms of the batting solidity that we've seen in the previous Border Gavaskar Trophy series. Let's see what you guys are made of, but it promises to be very interesting. And yeah, the Aussie bowlers have got to be on it. Get that ball nice and full.
I
There's enough
mean,
nip there with
we
the new
still,
ball.
before that, we still have to wait for Mitchell Stark's score of 60.
Oh, that'd be nice. Wouldn't that be
We have
beautiful?
to, I mean, we have
Steve
to still
Smith,
wait for Steve
ton.
Smith's 100. We have to wait for Scott Boland to
Scotty
bowl as
bowling
well.
at the G. I can't wait, mate. This is going to be good. I'm excited. I'm excited. And we'll see. You're going to be up at 5:30 tomorrow after a long flight. And hopefully there's a bit of pain dished out by Scotty Boland and co. Thanks, everyone. Thanks. You can follow
Thank
us
you.
on Crick Blog Pod on X and Instagram, Crick Blog TV on YouTube, Spotify and Apple, wherever you get your audio podcasts, you can hear us there. Nash, have a very safe flight. I'll speak to you when you land, and we'll do this again tomorrow. This time you'll be in India, and we'll see how
Yes.
day two pans out. Thanks,
See
guys.
ya. Thanks.